This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A tragic end in the search for a young woman who vanished 3 months ago. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is following the story.
It's painful confirmation for the Parza family in Freehold. Against all hope that their missing daughter would be found alive, the bitter truth is she is gone. Remains found in the woods just off of Route 9 and Old Bridge have been positively identified. 25-year-old Stephanie Parza disappeared from her late grandmother's home the night before Halloween. The lights were left on. Her car was in the driveway. In the following weeks, attention turned toward her ex-boyfriend. He hanged himself. Police recovered her body about half a mile away from an area that had previously been searched. In Old Bridge, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police are giving more information at a news conference. Stay tuned to WCBS 880 for updates. And this just coming into the WCBS 880 newsroom. Britain's Prince Andrew has offered to cooperate in the ongoing Jeffrey Epstein investigation. A U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York said Monday. Berman said prosecutors have contacted Prince Andrew's attorneys. It would mark a huge turnaround for the Brit, who previously provided zero cooperation, Berman said. A speedy arrest in a triple murder in Newburgh. Police say it was 30-year-old Kalik Good Ford who shot a husband, wife, and the woman's 9-year-old son at their home yesterday. There's no word yet on the motive, but detectives say the suspect knew the victims. A 3-year-old also suffered multiple gunshot wounds, but survived. A third child was not hurt. And we're learning this morning of 7 possible cases of coronavirus in New York State. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the latest.
7 possible cases of coronavirus have been identified in New York, with 4 people in isolation. In Connecticut, health officials have isolated a Wesleyan University student with flu-like symptoms that traveled through an airport where there was a diagnosed case of coronavirus. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Department of Health and Human Services must declare a public health emergency to get more federal funding to the CDC.
The funds CDC needs are locked up, not nefariously, just bureaucratically. And we're here to say use the key now and unlock the dollars.
Meanwhile, New Yorkers are taking precautions. Several people were seen wearing masks at Chinese New Year's celebrations over the weekend in Sunset Park and Flushing. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A male suspect has now been arrested for an assault on a transgender woman in the subways. Police said they were looking for a man and a woman. The victim says she was standing on a platform for the C train in Washington Heights on Friday when she was attacked. She accuses the couple of slapping her, spitting on her, and yelling epithets at her. The case came to light after Mayor de Blasio retweeted a social media posting from the victim, where she said she just wants to be left alone. Let's get our 5-day forecast now. We head over to the Weather Center. Hi, Bob Larson.
And good afternoon, Linda. We're looking at a mostly cloudy Monday, a chilly breeze out there, but all things considered, not that cold for January. 46 with the high, wind chills low in the 30s. Mostly cloudy this evening, partly cloudy overnight. Low 33 in Midtown, dropping to the upper 20s across the Hudson Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow, high at 44 degrees. A good deal of sunshine Wednesday, high 42. Right now, temperatures range from 39 degrees in Poughkeepsie to 44 in Somerville. It's 41 in Midtown. Today's high temperature, 46.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.